You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Thank you for hitting play. I'm your host, Timothy Chemo Bryan, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I am here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb the millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms. And then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps. But I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real, live, breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a huge fan of Car Talk. Bear with me. The first half of the show is the stats. This gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the shows. Basically, this is for those that just want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into the show that I'm reviewing and let you know how well the hosts interact, talk about their audio quality, and let you know what I think about the show. Now, that last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy, where to start your journey, and I'll be reaching out to the hosts to see if they would like to discuss their show a little bit and talk about their podcasting journey. So, let's get going on this episode. This episode, I will be reviewing 20,000 Hertz. But before I go into the review, I want to let you know that I'm going to be taking the month of April 2022 off from this podcast as it's National Poetry Writing Month. Now, you're probably asking yourself, why does this matter? Well, I run another podcast called Create Art Podcast. And each year, I do the writing challenge and post something every day. Now, you can find my other podcast at createartpodcast.com or on your podcast player of choice. 20,000 Hertz has been a favorite podcast of mine for a long time. And I first caught up with it back in 2016 in the episode NBC Chimes. So yes, I've been a follower since the early days of this podcast. Let's get to the details of the show. The website is 20k.org and is hosted by Dallas Taylor. He does have a crew that helps him put together this podcast, and they all work at DeFacto Sound. So you know they're not your average podcaster just, you know, learning about audio engineering. They are making their living by doing audio for big names in films, radio, internet, TV, etc. At the time of this recording, they had about 149 episodes that averaged about 27 minutes. The first episode was published on October 31st, 2016. Now, here's a little fun fact. I had neck surgery that same day, and 2 weeks later, I attended DC Podfest with a horrible voice and on a lot of painkillers. The description in Apple Podcasts reads, "A lovingly crafted podcast that reveals the stories behind the world's most recognizable and interesting sounds." The genre of this podcast is in technology, and it comes out about weekly. You can email the team at hi@20k.org, and they do have a very active Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account. Links naturally will be in the show notes. Now, Listen Notes rates this show as in the top 0.05% of podcasts in this genre. So that should tell you that you're in good company with others who are listening to the show. Now, don't get me wrong. Being in the top 0.05% doesn't mean that the show is necessarily for you, but it does show that this podcast carries a large audience in the crowded technology genre. Now, you can support 20,000 Hertz by going to their donate page. Links, again, they're in the show notes. And by directly supporting the show, you can get an ad-free version of the show in case that's of importance to you. They do have a swag page, so you can also show your support of that show. And again, links will be in the show notes. Are you happy with your podcast app? I know, hard question to answer, but let me ask you this. Does your app allow you to rate the podcast you're listening to? Hey, great if it does. But does it allow you to rate each and every episode that you listen to? Does your app allow you to join a community of other listeners and share and comment on your favorite podcasts? Now, if you're a podcaster, does the app that your listeners are using give you a tip jar so that way they can support your show directly instead of paying fees to someone else? Well, Good Pods allows you as a listener and as a podcaster to rate and review all of the episodes of a podcast, as well as joining a community of other podcast enthusiasts to discuss that thing we all love, podcasts. Give it a shot. You may not go back to your old app, and you might find a community that is engaged and excited about the same things you are. Grab it on Google Play and the Apple App Store. As you would expect, a podcast put out by an audio engineering company, the sound is impeccable. That doesn't mean that the content is always awesome, but spoiler alert, it really is. Being a podcaster, I know that sound is very important, and making it pleasant for you is one of my top priorities. However, I'm not a professional audio engineer. Let me gush about 20,000 Hertz, how 20,000 Hertz does their sound. All the guests sound like they're in the same room with Dallas during an interview. All the sound clips fade in and out just at the right time and are crystal clear. When they do alter a voice, it doesn't sound like a cheap trick to get attention. It sounds very deliberate. And I think if there's one word I would use to describe this podcast, it would be deliberate. The sounds they use to describe the topic on the episode always seem relevant and placed in just the perfect spot of the show. Now, while we're on the topic of sound quality, let's talk about host interaction. So, Dallas does the lion's share of the episodes as the host. He does do interviews and brings on guests who are experts in their field, or maybe they're the originators of the sound that episode is discussing. The interviews are not your typical back and forth. Since I don't know their workflow on the outside, it seems to me that they're taking bits and pieces from an in-depth interview and putting those sound bites where they need to go in the overall narrative of the episode. Now, I really enjoy this method of doing interviews because, to me, it serves another purpose in that it keeps each episode laser focused on the topic at hand. Now, I've done interviews in other shows in the past where the interview goes a bit off the rails, either by, you know, me letting the interviewee go awry, or if I'm being interviewed, that interview lets the whole thing go awry. Not the case here. The sound bites are once again deliberate. The guest always sounds perfect and in the same room with the host, so there's no playing around with the volume or dealing with a guest that has horrible audio. Now, I'm not sure what they use to make that happen, but I'll tell you what, I want a subscription to it. For example, how Dallas does his interviews, here's a clip from his episode on the emergency alert system. Now, when you listen to this clip, you'll hear how in-depth Dallas goes in his research.
So why are these tones so protected? And how did we land on this tone in particular? To understand that, we have to go back to the height of the Cold War and the system that predates the EAS.
My name is Frank Lucia. I worked as an EAS Emergency Alert System Advisor to the FCC.
Frank spent 36 years at the FCC, both he and Kelly have worked together on many of the National Advisory Committees over the years. And Frank continues to consult on issues regarding the EAS, even in retirement.
Now, I've heard the EAS multiple times, Emergency Alert System, and never knew where it came from or how it works or its history. This is just a sample of what Dallas and his team do when they discuss a topic. Listening to 20,000 Hertz way of introducing the topic, Dallas gets right to the point in each episode. There may be a few ads that you have to listen to, and you can always skip through those, but remember, he gets support from the advertisers on his podcast, so show him and show them some love. I really like the approach of getting straight to the point of the show. As you know, just like you, I don't have a whole lot of time to listen to podcasts, and I really want to know if I'm going to be interested in a topic before, you know, I invest too much time in an episode. Now, during the days of commuting, I could forgive a host for dilly-dallying around and getting, you know, their show started. In fact, in the past, I took forever to get to the point of the show, and I had a good friend tell me that it took too long, and that's why he stopped listening to my older podcasts, because I was taking way too long. 20,000 Hertz jumps right in to each episode, and I think it's because they know that listeners have shorter attention spans and have a wide variety of choices in terms of podcasts that they can listen to. As for welcoming newcomers, I think that's where I have a bit of an issue with 20,000 Hertz. They don't really go into the whole show, what the whole show is about for newcomers. So if you just stumbled upon the show, you wouldn't know until usually the end of the show who Dallas is or the company producing the show. I think they could add a bit in the front end of the show, but then again, hey, look at their ranking. They're in the top 0.05%. That really says something about them and how they're doing it right. Since the show is about sounds and the history of some of the most common sounds you hear, you might think, well, I'm not an audiophile or an engineer. It could be, you know, pretty boring. But that's not true at all. Dallas and his team have a very playful side to them, as evidenced in this clip from the first episode discussing the history of Siri.
This is the story of the voice that launched 1,000 apps.
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
Or rather, voices.
I'm Siri.
I'm Siri.
Your virtual,
I'm Siri.
Assistant.
Your virtual
Siri.
Assistant. Your virtual assistant.
It's also a fun toy. Siri, beatbox for me.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I could do this all day.
The history of common sounds that we all have experienced could be a very dry topic in the hands of someone who doesn't really have a sense of humor. Sure, audiophiles or engineers would probably tune in as part of their research, but that would leave most potential listeners out in the cold. By making it fun and not dumbing things down too much, he can get those who work in the audio engineering industry, as well as folks like you and I, who are interested in these sounds. You can hear the fun they have in the podcast when Dallas breaks the fourth wall in a recent episode where he was interviewing other people who had the same name.
Oh my goodness, this is so good. Total editorial note here, but you are leading right into exactly what I was hoping.
Oh, good.
Thank you for playing along. I'll tell you exactly what's happening here. So I don't know if I told you this over email or anything, but I have interviewed 5 other Dallas Taylors. And so you'll kick off the show, and then at this point, I'll basically take it and meet 5 other Dallas Taylors with the exact same name, and it's absolutely fascinating, the similarities.
I am very curious to see what you all have in common.
It's going
to
be a blast.
This episode is called Being Dallas Taylor, and it's an absolute favorite of mine. It's probably in the top 10 of 20,000 Hertz episodes that I really like. The last topic I want to discuss is the depth of research he goes into for each show. In the episode titled Sonic Branding, he lets us know how much companies spend on getting these earworms into our head.
Last year, advertising spending in the U.S. was estimated to be over $200 billion, not on product development or manufacturing or distribution, but on advertising alone.
Now that is a staggering amount of money to market your company. And yet it's essential if you want to get your brand out there and easily recognized. Now in the same episode, he also goes into the history of how the Intel Sonic branding was made.
It's a sound that helps get your ears ready for the rest of the logo.
So basically I constructed it. It's not even composing. I was thinking what works best. And that became my methodology. And I explained that to Intel. Everybody said, well, yeah, that concept works. So how does it sound?
And then Walter played his new audio logo for the Intel executives. And it was a huge hit.
We all have some kind of synesthesia going on when we hear sounds and we associate colors with it. So that sound seems to be blue and has a little of electricity in there, power in there, and it's positive and inviting. There's some wooden organic instruments in there which help to connect to the human basically being in charge of the power and technology. And so it really tells a nice story.
Who else goes into such detail, and who else can find the guests who can talk about the histories in an entertaining way? I can't find anybody. It's a mix of information, expertise, and entertainment that makes this show so popular among folks who are not in the industry. It truly shows his passion for what he's doing. Call it nerding out or passion, whatever. When you listen to one episode, you are going to be hooked into listening to other episodes. You know, recently, I had my daughters and my wife in there, and I put on an episode that dealt with the 20th Century Fox lion roar that you hear on, you know, a lot of movies. My wife, who is not a huge podcast listener, she was instantly enthralled, and my children were quiet, paying close attention. Now, if you can keep 2 7-year-olds interested, you're doing something right. If you like what you heard so far, then I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or leave me a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find you a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. Now, if you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on the show, I want to talk to you as well. Use the same methods to reach out. Now, I'm on Twitter @FindAPodcast, Facebook @FindAPodcastAbout. Another thing I'd like to ask is if you found value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap. So consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website, or go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode takes about 5 to 7 hours of research and about 2 to 3 hours of production time, about 10 hours for each episode. Let me tell you, that's a lot of coffee. And like I said, the best recommendation comes from a real person. So fill my coffee cup and I'll help you outsmart the algorithm. All right, well, here's where I turn you from a listener of this show into a binger of 20,000 hertz. Why would you want to hear about the history of some of the most common sounds that we've all experienced? Well, this podcast is for those of us who ask why and have a natural curiosity. It's the podcast you didn't know you needed until you listen to it, and then you think to yourself, where's this podcast been my whole life? Now, I'm a musician and obviously a podcaster, and each episode is deliberately thought out and put together. There is no phoning it in for Dallas and his team. They're very professional, but also playful with the topic. I don't know of anyone who goes into such depth of research and passion about their topic than this podcast. I have a special affinity for a particular episode that dealt with the Dies Irae, and yeah, I'm murdering the pronunciation of that. I apologize, but that's, you know, the music that you hear a lot of times after people have died. I studied Berlioz in a college class on classical music, and I was immediately entranced by the story behind the song, and that was for Symphonie Fantastique. My professor, extremely passionate about classical music, and I thought I was until I met him. When this episode came out, I could hardly wait Dallas to mention Berlioz. And you know what? I was shocked by the history of the Dies Irae. And it's just four simple notes. I'm going to play it for you here real quick.
Dies Irae is Latin for Day of Wrath. It began as a medieval Catholic poem describing the Last Judgment, the end times when the righteous ascend to heaven and the wicked are banished to hell. No one is totally sure who wrote that poem, when they wrote it, or when it was set to music.
After hearing the history of the song, I waited with bated breath about the Berlioz connection with the song.
In the story of Symphonie Fantastique, the main character dreams that he has killed his lover and that she's been reincarnated as a witch.
So the fifth movement, the last movement, is called The Dream of a Witch's Sabbath. And the main character's beloved has come back to life as a witch. And the movement is set at midnight in a graveyard. So we've got all these spooky sounds that the composer is incorporating. We've got bells tolling. 12 bells for midnight. We've got these like creepy crawly sounds, like skeletons dancing or spiders crawling around. And then on top of that, the final layer is we hear low in the orchestra, the tubas and the brass playing the Dies Irae.
Audiences at the time would have recognized the Dies Irae from hearing it at funerals.
Now, if someone can get me excited by a seemingly simple tune, I know you're going to find your favorite episode about a sound that you connect with or wondered how it was created. If you're looking for a podcast that you can nerd out to, this is the one for you. Using humor, research, and great sound is what keeps me coming back episode after episode, and it's the reason why I'm recommending it to you. Now, where should you start your journey with 20,000 Hertz? Hey, I'd say the first episode on Siri, especially if you have an iPhone or are interested in how that technology works. The show titles are very self-descriptive, and the show notes will titillate your curiosity. If there's a sound you are curious about, dive in. Or if you want to learn more about a sound, write into the team and sit back because they're going to blow your mind with what they find. Another aspect of the show is the mystery sound. If you guess what the mystery sound is, you can win a t-shirt. Now, word of warning, the sounds are sometimes hard to decipher. But when you hear the answer, the light bulb goes off, and usually I slap myself in the head and go, oh, of course. Give it a shot for no other reason than to get a comfy t-shirt. So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website, findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to all the other episodes and leave me a voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast.